How can you show God's love to people who have had or who are considering an abortion? Hey guys, I'm Andrew, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to open up your heart to God. We've got, well, sort of a tough topic to talk about here today, the topic of abortion. Something that is heartbreaking, but sadly something that is very prevalent, but also something that God's Word has something to say about. Today's devotion is called Serving the God of Life, and it was written by Taylor Ising. Our God loves life. Every creature on this planet is alive because of His incredible love. He calls that life very good. We see that in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. The natural consequence of God's presence in the world is abundant life. But the natural consequence of sin's presence in the world is death. One example of death in our world is abortion. The Bible talks about life inside the womb several times. In Genesis chapter 25, for example, we hear about Jacob and Esau fighting before they were even born. In Luke chapter 1, John the Baptist leaps in his mother's womb when he meets the preborn Jesus. God also makes it clear He knows and loves us before we were even born. We see that in Psalm 139 as well as Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. Although God loves life, sometimes people feel they have no choice but to abort their baby. Abortion is a heartbreaking decision to make. It comes from feeling alone, helpless, and hopeless. Satan loves to isolate us, insisting that there's no solution to the problems before us, so the only way out is death. But, frankly, that is a lie straight from the pits of hell. God, who is in absolute control over life and death, is with us in every circumstance. If He has created a life, however that life was created, He will provide a way to care for it. We are never, ever alone. God is with us. He loves us, and He is lavishing His incredible grace on us. God loves life so much that He sent Jesus to defeat sin and death. He did so that all life, including ours, could be reconciled to Him in love and peace. We see that in Colossians chapter 1, verse 20. One day, He will come back to resurrect all His people from the dead, killing death once and for all. We see that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. In the meantime, though, celebrate the God of life. So let's talk about this. How can you show God's love to people who have had or who are considering an abortion? How can living as a loving community of believers focused on Jesus make it easier for people with unexpected pregnancies to care for their babies? Now, as we read in Isaiah 42, verse 5, He, God, created the earth and everything in it. He gives breath to everyone, life to everyone who walks the earth. Now, I'd encourage you to read Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16, and John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, to help keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. Have you checked out our Instagram page? We would love to connect with you. Just search for @UnlockedDevo. And until next time, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.